All right, Mix 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Hey, and don't forget to get up to our website this morning. We wrapped up most of our giveaways here this week. Although I think I still have a gift card we might give away this morning on a brain freeze. We'll try that in a moment. But first, I do want to tell you that all next week, tickets to Amy Grant, and I think we might even have a few more that will be popping in here real soon. Boy, Live Nation and Ticketmaster have certainly announced a lot of concerts that are coming up, and we are looking forward to going to those. Meantime, Mark Rivera, did you ever wonder what it was like to be on the road? You ever think, boy, wouldn't it be great if I could be in the band, on the stage with them, and I was talented enough to be up there? And it's an interesting lifestyle we think about and wonder, is it hard? Is it difficult? Or do you absolutely love it? So those are a couple of questions I'm going to ask Mark here in just a few moments. Talking about his book, Sideman, In Pursuit of the Next Gig. And I think it's a nice, I haven't had a chance to read it. He didn't send me a copy, like I asked, but it would be nice to find out what that would be like, and rubbing shoulders, and are you in awe? Are you, are they just one of the guys? What is it? So let's get to the phone. I think he's there now. Mark Rivera, welcome to the show. I have so many questions. So aside from being, the lead singer of the major bands and what have you, I think you've got probably the second most popular job in the world, right?
100%. 100%. All those great sax solos and bits that I do with Billy, the fact that I get to do what I do with Ringo for all these years, it's an absolute joy. And sometimes I have to pinch myself half the time when I walk up on stage.
As a sideman, though, do you ever get to be the fan?
100%. 100%. Every night, especially with Ringo, because Ringo's band is comprised of some of the greatest legends from back in 95 with Felix Cavalieri, Mark Farner, and Billy Preston, in 97 with Peter Frampton, Jack Bruce from Cream. And go forward to any time, any one of these bands that I've been in, Steve Lukather, the most current band. I'm a fan first.
Oh my gosh.
And the fact that I get to do this is just a bonus. I mean, it's just that. I have the greatest gig, and sometimes I'm on the side of the stage packing up my gear, and Billy's singing that one famous line, I call it the most prophetic line, because you know that it's me they've been coming to see to forget about life for a while. And after this pandemic and all the crap that the world has been through, every city we go to, and especially when we play the Garden in our residency now, in a ninth year of residency.
Wow.
It's mind-boggling. They come and they sing every word. And they come from, I've had fans on Facebook saying, we came in, oh, mate, we're in from Australia, or from Asia, from South America. It's incredible. And Billy, being the quintessential New Yorker at the iconic arena,
yeah,
it's a destination. People people plan their vacations around a Billy Joel concert.
So wait, do you ever get to be the fly? Do you ever get to be the fly on the wall at a restaurant somewhere? People talking about the concert and they don't know you're in the band.
100%, 100%. I love it. In fact, there's that that happened just the other day. We played Casino up in Fallsview, the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. And I'm sitting, because it was late, about 12:30, and there was a sushi/noodle bar. So I'm sitting having noodles and
beer.
And one couple is saying, oh, that the band was fabulous. And the singer did this, and the saxophone player, blah, blah, blah. And then they just, sitting, they were like literally two seats over.
Oh, my.
And then around on the other side, a woman comes up and said, would you mind signing this?
Nice.
Woman, so I turned that way, and then I turned the other way, and the woman who was talking about me is like, ah! But, yeah, it happens, and you know what? And the crazy thing is when some people say, well, would you mind taking a picture? I said, you know what? When people stop asking me if I could take a picture, then I'd have a problem to concern myself with. But
wow.
I love the fans. Sometimes people ask, where do you get your energy? Because they say you're so energetic. I said, if you can't get pumped up when you're looking at 20,000 people singing the songs, you got to check your pulse.
Boy, no kidding.
It's the greatest adrenaline rush that it could possibly be. It's just amazing.
Now I'm looking forward to reading this book even more because you talk like a fan, and there you are on stage in front of all those folks. Hey, are you going to be with the Billy Joel Stevie Nicks tour this summer?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, then I'll be seeing you this summer because I got my tickets.
Which venue is that in?
Down in Columbus. Down at Ohio Stadium.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I was just thinking about talking about Columbus. The first time I was in your area, in 82, I was at the Riverfront Coliseum. Is that right?
Down at Cincy, yeah.
Okay, Cincy. And then how far is Richfield from you?
Richfield is really close to us because that's just a little north of Youngstown, yeah.
Okay, because in 1981,
wow.
I was in, on the Foreigner 4 tour, and Billy Squire opened up for us. And again, that was a great band. They were all friends of mine who were in that band, who I've gone on to play and do a bunch of gigs with. But I'm a fan. I hope you have good seats for that. That's going to be a great show, by the way, Billy and Stevie Nicks. Demographically, it's going to kill.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. Man, I wish I had more time with you. I know he's going to be kicking us off here in just a moment, but thank you. Just one quick question. Is Ringo really all love and peace like he proclaims to be?
I've said it 1,000 times. He is, he emanates, and he's all about peace and love. There's never been a time, even if he's upset with someone, he says, yeah, but I mean with peace and love, you know, he's constantly reminding us.
Wow.
His thing is breathe in faith and breathe out fear.
Wow.
It's an absolute joy. His phone call comes in, and I still have to pinch myself. It's an incredible relationship I have.
Oh, that is awesome.
I'm sorry we don't have more time, but thank you for waiting for us.
Oh, no, thank you so much. Enjoy it, and I can't wait to read the book. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, his handler, if you will, has a watch on, and is come on, you got no time. You got to get moving here. Such is the life. But wasn't that nice? And so Ringo Starr is who Ringo Starr says he is. And can you imagine, you know, getting a, you know, sleeping and getting a phone call that, hey, it's Ringo. Oh, come on. Come on. Right. Or Billy Joel. Just amazing stuff. As you can tell, I'm a fan. 17 minutes after 8 on Mix.